Hi, this is Tony Hyun again. Just to be clear on what information architecture is before we dive in, the Interaction Design Foundation defines information architecture, IA, as the discipline of making information findable and understandable. Jacob Nielsen of Nielsen Norman Group goes further and says, the most notable structural problem is when designers treat a site like one big swamp with no organizing principle for individual items. Pretty harsh. Okay, now it seems pretty simple. A well-designed IA allows users to achieve their tasks and helps them find what they're looking for. So why have we found so many issues with information architecture? Now there are a lot of reasons and none are malicious. IA is extremely important, but sometimes companies make decisions about their IA that are not in the best interest of their customers. The question to ask yourself when looking at your IA is, who is this IA built for, the company or the customer? If it's the former, chances are you have problems.
Okay, let's look at an example. But first, let's talk about cognitive load. Now, cognitive load is the amount of information our working memory can process at any given time. Now, when you apply this to information architecture, it equals about 6 to 7 primary categories. On this particular site, there are 15 primary categories. Obviously, that's a lot. But it's also what's underneath the primary categories that's critical to help customers find what they're looking for. Now, a huge portion of this company's product catalog is devoted to outdoor furniture, but it's nearly impossible to browse or search for wooden outdoor furniture. Let's take a look. Okay, now an obvious place to start would be with outdoor living, so let's go there. Now, the drop-down menu looks like a huge list of subcategories, and there isn't any obvious structure. But I do see outdoor furniture as one of the subcategories, so let's select that. Okay, now I immediately look to the filtering column to find something that I could use to filter by material, and there's nothing there. Okay, so maybe I could try a different primary category. Let's take a look at furniture. Okay, now the same huge list of subcategories, but I do notice that the listings at the top of each column are actually labels for groups of subcategories. Now, in this case, indoor furniture, outdoor furniture, furniture by room, and inspiration. Now, obviously, a style break in the typography would have helped a lot here, but I do see outdoor furniture, so let's click on that, and I'm back to the same product list page that I was at before. Maybe search would help here. So let's type in wood, outdoor furniture. And again, I'm not really getting any help here. I would hope, because again, this particular company specializes in outdoor furniture, and I know there should be a lot of wooden outdoor furniture examples here, and I'm seeing nothing. All right, let's take a look at our recommendation.
Okay, this is what we're recommending. So you can, I'm sure, immediately notice that we've really simplified the amount of primary categories, going from 15 down to 5. And honestly, this is really what you need to help customers be able to find exactly what they're looking for. So let's drill down into a couple of these primary categories, like outdoor living. Now, we've gone with a much simpler, what we call a two-tier navigational structure. But in regards to the information architecture, you can start at the highest most level, in this case with 5 primary categories. But as you drop down into each one of these two tiers, you can actually present a little bit more information, because again, you're allowing the customer to self-select to that subcategory that they're most interested in. So underneath outdoor living, now that I have this organized, I could actually even have other areas that relate to outdoor living. In this case, holiday or shop all, new arrivals, bestsellers, but then I drop into either furniture, collections, and so on. So the selection process just becomes a lot easier. And then let's say if I pick furniture, now I actually can introduce subcategories that allow me to drill down even closer to what I'm looking for. In this case, there's wooden furniture right there, metal furniture, wicker furniture, and all the individual subcategories related to outdoor living. All right, so let's take a look at how this applies to indoor living. Same thing. We start with holiday, shop all, new arrivals, bestsellers, but then we have the individual subcategories that exist for indoor living in the current information architecture. We have home accents, window treatments, and so on. But again, if we drop into furniture, now we could actually drill down to individual subcategories that I would actually be most interested in. All right, so let's take a look at the search experience now. So when I drop into search, first thing that I'm offered are popular searches. In this case, new arrivals, outdoor furniture, fireplace accessories, and garden accents. And that's really a nice touch for those that aren't quite sure what to search for. But in this case, I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for outdoor wood furniture. Now, this particular result for this search query is a little bit more helpful because it's showing me the categories that my search query actually exists in. Of course, there's a search result page for outdoor wood furniture, but if I want to actually maybe drill down a little bit farther, I could select outdoor wood chairs, outdoor wood sofas and sectionals, and so on. But then also, in addition to the categories, I'm offered trending products within this search query. And I could actually go to a page to view all of the wooden outdoor wood furniture, should I so choose. And that's really it. I mean, it doesn't have to be overly complicated. In fact, the simpler, the better. But the one thing that I keep going back to is making sure that your information architecture is structured best for your customers and not is a reflection of how your products break down as a company. Think about your customers first and put yourself, if you can, in your customer's shoes and ask yourself, can I actually find what I'm looking for? Thanks again for listening, and I hope you found some ideas on how to examine your information architecture through a new lens. Okay, so what's next? Garrett's going to talk about personalization, a huge topic. Garrett will share his views on how to maximize its use and separate hype from real-world tactics. See you there.